Very good practice. And here's what I thought I saw. We talk about as a coaching staff and as players that it's important to have consistency with the approach that we take and how we go out there and set up practice. It breeds credibility to players. But at the same time, act. We need to get some things corrected and to act on those things. So I thought it was very, very good, very pleased. Talked to him about being pros, going out there and really playing at a high level in practice. Like I said, I thought that was accomplished. Very pleased with Blake Bortles today, how he practiced, going through what he's going through, Sendarek Marks and D-Rob. All three, I thought, performed pretty well today. And we'll wait and see how it goes. Yes, there's a chance he could play Sunday, yes.
What did you see out of him today that maybe was like?
Well, I just thought I saw him strain more, and I think I see him, kind of fighting through that block a little bit and gain confidence in it. So I think it was a big step for him today.
How relieving was it to have Blake out there and you guys have so many other injury issues at least?
Right. Well, and we didn't know, right? I mean, this morning they said he felt pretty good and could go, so it was great. Anytime you can get practice reps, it's always good, especially for a guy like Blake.
Is it tough to, how much can you make up that time if the quarterback can't practice Wednesday, then what's lost?
Well, it's, just the actual seeing the reps, he would, his meetings and those things become important and put himself behind the ball and watch it out in the practice field. But there's nothing quite like getting the reps.
Is there a chance that you might limit him later on in the week just so he can kind of relax?
I think we'll wait and see how he comes out of it today with the trainer. So appeared to be pretty good.
Pretty good time for you to have Denard back today, right?
Without yeah, it was, it was good to see him. And I think for him, again, like Sendarek, to gain confidence in it. And he had a good day.
So was Sam Young the right tackle with Parnell?
Yes.
Who played right tackle after he got
hurt? Bowinkle.
Oh, okay. How did he look?
Well, he did good. Bowinkle, when I saw him in one-on-ones, he played some guard, played some center, played some tackle today. That's tough on him. And I thought he's come along now. He had a good week of practice last week. And so we'll take a look at it on tape, but he's doing a good job.
Who's the first string running back?
Well, we don't know with TJ. TJ was out there for walkthrough and stuff, but he didn't go through any practice this afternoon. And the first guy that went out there was Toby. We'll see. We didn't know with D-Rob. We didn't know with some of these guys. So,
is Parnell's injury something you could possibly worry about later on in the week? Or?
I don't believe so. We just held him out today.
How much do you think Julius would benefit from doing a full week here?
Well, when you look back and what he got hurt the first preseason game. So just to get back in the mix of things, I think the weeks that he couldn't catch and he was on the field was good, but there's nothing like going through it and then the number of plays that you get. And we're hoping that's great benefit to him and us.
How's Toby been? How do you evaluate what he's done so far this year?
Well, I tell you what, here's a challenge for Toby. Toby is playing a lot of special teams, and then he goes in there in certain situations as a running back. And I think he's getting acclimated to that. Here he is running down, the field and punt and kick off and, probably something that he hasn't done much. So I think he's getting used to that and then also transferring over. So there's a little bit of a time period, their adjustment period. But he practices good, and I think, this is a time for him to get some reps. He's pretty excited.
Do you notice with Houston, do they run the same kind of stuff for both quarterbacks, or do you see a big departure?
Boy, it's a good question. I see very similar things, because they came in midstream, Hoyer looked pretty good now. He ran off some completions and did some good things. He's got good poise in the pocket. And Hopkins, he's the leading target receiver in the league.
How is Cecil play for them?
Saw him make a nice grab, a couple nice grabs, and then saw the play where he got hurt on, in the Atlanta game at the end. So, still, highly competitive. They ran a jet sweep with them, So you're seeing them, you try to utilize them in different ways.
How much internal discussion have you guys had in the wake of Pierce's situation, Bernard Pierce's concussion?
Well,
you guys looked at the tape, tried to find out where he got concussed,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, there's a couple of areas that, he believes that it might have happened. We're just trying to figure it out, so.
But if you had to talk to the team about, we're not supposed to be playing like this.
Oh, yeah, we've had that discussion.
Since Sunday, though?
No, not since Sunday. So that's since Sunday.
Won't stir any kind of, you know, just reminder for them.
Reminder, make sure to tell a team. Well, I know Scott, I'd have to talk to Scott and see. I know he meets with the guys, you know, and maybe he brought it up to him, but we haven't pointed out. But it's a good point. I think it should be something that's brought up in the team.
Are you more vocal today?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know. I think that was more, you know, at the point of time, you know, I was a little emotional. But yeah, I think, you know what, I give credit to players. Yeah, I know. The players, but the players did. And I give credit to the coaches too. Like I said, we're all acting and trying to, you know, get these things. But I don't want to take away from the positive things that we're seeing, you know, development of a lot of things taking place. And like I said, we just got to do it as a team and put it together. But we want to keep the strengths, to keep the things that are building. We want to ensure that they keep building. And then these things we need to correct, let's act on them and get it done.
So it's a little late to all of a sudden change your practice field demeanor then, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to throw them in a tizzy how I am. But they understand. I mean, I think they felt the same thing from everybody. I think everybody reacted.
You still like samples of launch up this week?
I don't know where he's at. Again, I said last week he could come back at any time and he could feel good. So, you know, we'll see after today's meeting.
The special teams, have you figured out what went wrong or how to fix it?
Yeah, the punt return, just our coverage, you know, some of the things we got. Again, similar to what happened on defense, the tackling in open field, I think was an issue, you know, and you know, sometimes when you have offensive players on punt team, they're not used to that. You try to run them through a couple drills to tackle, but, you know, and I think the hang time, you know, if we're going to kick it down the middle of the field, we got to have the hang time that's equivalent to the distance. And there's a few that are short. Beautiful punts, distance and everything. But, you know, we're looking for 4.8 hang time, and a couple of them were just under that.
So a 60-yard punt,
4.8? Yeah, 4.8.
Okay.
I'd like to have it above 4.8.
How about kicking the sidelines?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things we got to act on.
Who was the guy working with Myers today out of practice? Or who was the guy hanging with Myers today?
Oh, I don't know if I can say, can I?
Mike.
Okay. Yeah, we brought in the guy that works with them.
Okay.
You know, Dave and I talked about that. Here we're out there coaching these guys, and he feels really good about his kicking coach that he's had in. So we're looking at bringing him in every 4 weeks or so just to, you know, fine-tune some things, and we're just trying it to see how it goes. I brought it up to both Brian and Jason, said, would you be open to it? Do you think it would be good? If we're all about getting better and improving, shouldn't we do something like that? They're very open to it, and so they made it work. And he was here today.
Hey guys, you've seen Watt a lot, but how do you stop him from having like a takeover game? He can take over.
Yeah, it's good. It's he's very disruptive. I think people are saying, well, he's not having much impact. Well, you know, every time you watch teams, they're very paying particular attention to him and what he can do. Different ways, maybe trying to limit his ops, but he's a great player now. He's a great player. He's going to get opportunities. I know I've seen him where they chipped. I've seen him where they doubled, and he still got off, and the throw was made, and he still hit the quarterback. So, you know, he's one of those guys that you got to deal with and know where he's at. He's done good. I think that, you know, he's playing quite a few snaps. I think it was last game he played over 60. You know, so we're trying to find out where the number of snaps works out best for him.
I think he only missed one snap. I think we've got to cut back a little bit.
Well, that's what we got to, you know, in conversation, you know. And I think we judge that off of, you know, how he looks on the field, you know, as far as his effort and things like that. Is it diminishing at all with the number of plays he's playing? So we'll take a look at that. And it might be where we try to cut down a few of his reps.
He grayed out very well this past game.
I think he was solid. You know, I don't know how many ops he had. He had, a couple, but, you know, it's a different style of position, you know. Okay.